Coming up, why collecting water from fog might not be such a bird brand idea after all. I'm Christine Sa, and this is Science Elements. From the most parched areas of Saudi Arabia to water-scarce areas of the western U.S., the idea of harvesting fog for water is catching on. Now scientists in Texas say they have developed a new, highly efficient fog collector inspired by a shorebird's beak. Their report appears in ACS Applied Materials and Interfaces, a semi-monthly journal published by the American Chemical Society. Cheng Luo and his doctoral student, Xin Heng, explain that deserts and semi-arid areas cover about half of the Earth's land masses. In some of these places, trucks have to bring in potable water for the people who live there. To find a more sustainable way to get water, these communities, which can't draw water from underground or surface supplies, have turned to the air and to nature for inspiration. They have tried to copy the mechanisms desert beetles, cacti, and grasses use to catch water from misty fog. But existing techniques require complicated, costly processes or collect only a small fraction of the water that fog has to offer. For new ideas, Luo's team turned to shorebirds. By opening and closing their long, thin beaks, shorebirds drive liquid drops that contain food into their throats. The researchers mimic this phenomenon by building rectangular beaks out of glass plates connected by a hinge on one side. When open, the plates provide a large surface area where beads of fog condense. When the plates close, then reopen, the droplets slide toward the hinge and into a collection tube. A single 10-inch by 4-inch prototype swallowed about a tablespoon of water in 36 minutes. Over 2 hours, it harvested 400 to 900 times more water than both natural and other artificial fog collectors. Well, that's all for now. Join us next time as new findings suggest scientists may need to reevaluate what causes depression. Science Elements is a production of the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. To learn more about the article featured in this episode, go to acs.org/scienceelements. Thanks for listening.